When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, and welcome. This is Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk, news updates, and you don't forget to like, hit that rating, notification bell, follow, subscribe, wherever you're tuning in on whatever podcast streaming platform you are finding us. And Haley, where can they check us out?
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
Well, we have a decent amount of K-pop stuff to talk about this week. I feel like usually we have an overload, flood of K-pop.
Too much lately.
But half of the news that I've been seeing in the K-pop world revolves around the HYBE civil war with current CEO of Adore, MHJ. I'll just call her that. I feel like it's easier for me to remember. And but we'll aside from that, we still have a lot of other HYBE stuff to talk about, because it's not just that's going on. We have some stuff that deals with TXT, your new boys.
My boys next door.
Le Sserafim, BTS, of course, with your Stray Kids segment at the end, as usual. We will also go over some of the more recent music videos, because there was a ton that have been coming out.
Yes.
And we will also just talk about it right now. Might as well talk about Waterbomb LA.
Yeah, they officially put out dates for...
Oh, it's official now.
Yeah, it's on their site.
Ooh. So if you actually listen to the end of the last episode, because we forgot about bringing it up, LA is going to have Waterbomb Fest, which is awesome, because, you know, we've always talked about for the past couple years now how awesome it would be to have Waterbomb, you know, here.
Right, because it's always in Asia.
It's mostly like, I think it was like, I think in Thailand once, and like it's mostly obviously in Korea, right?
Right.
So if you're not familiar with Waterbomb Fest, it's a really awesome, cool, like, music festival that basically everyone is soaking wet because... The K-pop idols and stars that are there are, like, soaking you with water. They're getting soaked with water.
They it's have, like, water guns, basically.
Yeah, and, like, water...
Super soakers.
Water super... People bring super soakers. They have... And the idols have super soakers. And they have, like, these crazy, like, artillery-looking water guns on the stage.
And then most of their attire is swimsuits.
Oh, yes. Yes, we will all be blessed very soon.
Or half naked, if you're a guy.
If might as well just bring all of ATs. San will probably be butt naked.
No.
I'm just like looking forward to this because I still could not believe it. I think all of our friends, we couldn't believe it,
right,
when we saw this.
Right, we manifested it.
It's happening. Mm-hmm. It's for real. I'm praying and hoping somehow Nyan comes or even anyone else from Twice, because I know Twice, like Nyan is going to be going to the one this year in Korea, and that's like the first time a Twice member was there. I know we've had like Aespa there, I think last year, and like Stacey, and like it's just been crazy. Like the lineups have been really interesting. A lot of solo artists,
like really R&B, cool ones. Hip hop,
Moonbi, like BB, and I mean, there's so many. Yeah, right. Jay Park.
Oh, of course. Any excuse for him to take off his shirt.
Of course, him and Son would definitely get along really well. But, I still can't believe it. So that is possibly coming to LA.
No, it is.
That is.
August 31st.
Not possibly, but is.
August 31st.
I still can't believe it. Is it
and September 1st.
August 31st, September 1st.
Yeah,
so it's a weekend.
It's on their official Waterbalm site. And it has, like, all the other countries on there.
I can't get it out of my head. Like, maybe it's just I still don't believe it. But that gives us 4 months, everyone who's listening, and that's going to go. 4 months to work out, or at least say that you're going to work out,
right.
And 4 months will pass, and then all of a sudden it's you didn't do anything, but we're all going to be there. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty awesome. Can't wait for that. Let's see. I think we should go over the comebacks. We got some comebacks scheduled within like this first week-ish of May.
Uh-huh.
May 2nd is supposed to be Hyuna.
Mm-hmm.
Q&A is her title track. It's her EP called Attitude. Mm-hmm. May 7th, BM from Card. Mm-hmm. So what I guess you could say that's like K-pop's ABBA, right?
Yes.
two boys, two girls. Mm-hmm. But then he's doing a solo with Speak of the Devil.
Oh, Jay Park.
Jay Park.
I feel like BM would get naked too.
He would be. Him and Jay Park are a good match, to be honest. That'd be cool if Card goes to Waterbomb. That'd be pretty awesome. And then their song together is going to be called Nectar. And I guess it's BM's actual like first EP.
Mm-hmm.
So he has like a solo EP called Element. And if you haven't listened to Card before, they're pretty good. Like especially
their earlier
songs. Really like the earlier songs. Damn, they're really, really good. Let's see. May 8th is Triple S.
Mm-hmm.
Their title track is Girls Never Die. This is their first full album of the Avengers Assemble 24. When
is
all
that,
of them,
there's 24 of them.
All of them are there. All of them will be assembled together. So that'd be pretty crazy to
too
see.
Too many.
Oh, next one might sting a little bit. Mm-hmm. Kepler. It's going to be a Japan release.
Mm-hmm.
Straight Line is the title track, and it's their first album. Surprisingly,
first and last.
Well, I mean, Haley, do you want to tell us why? And sadly enough, it's called Kep Going. I don't know why the L-I thing is there. So it's Kepler Going is the name of the album.
So Kepler is disbanding on July 3rd as scheduled with no contract extension.
So it's happening.
Yeah. So it sucks because like they're an Mnet group and their contract was only 2.5 years. So it's already ending.
We're almost near halfway for ZB1.
Stop.
Don't worry, we will talk more about ZB1 very soon. But so I guess like it was even reported that representatives from like all the different members in Kepler have like also different agencies like for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like I guess they were trying to discuss a contract extension, but there's just no agreement.
So they're just gonna go
so
separate
they're going
ways.
Back. Yeah, so they're all going back to their I guess their agencies or wherever. Yeah. And we'll see
I
what
feel
happens.
Like they didn't even tour here.
Yeah, except just K-Con.
But that's different.
But I guess, like, that's probably K-Con's excuse. I mean, because it's Mnet, right?
And I feel like they weren't that popular here in the U.S. compared to, like, Japan.
Well, of course. Japan, they're, like, huge over there. But that, I mean, sadly enough, that obviously means the end of July, which is when K-Con is for this year.
Yeah, so they won't be there.
No Kepler.
Mm-hmm.
But you know who will be there, Haley.
ZB1.
And we will talk about them two more artists away from here for the comebacks. May 10th, Haley.
Yes, Stray Kids. They're releasing their digital single with Charlie Puth called Lose My Breath. It's just a single.
And then the thing is, the same day is another release from 17 because Maestro came out already.
Yes, we did
watch
it.
Watched it.
It's like an epic.
We'll go over, I guess, more details like in when we go over like how all the different music videos were that just recently released. But yeah, freak. You know, I mean, what can you say? It's 17.
Right.
What do you expect? Mm-hmm. But May 10th, they'll be dropping La La Lee.
La La Lee.
So this is one of the units, right? Yes. One of the subunits, I guess, they're doing different ones.
Yes.
I'm not sure exactly which unit
that
is.
I think we mentioned it the last time, but I don't remember.
And then, of course, like every week after, so it's like every 7 days. Did you notice that? It's 7 days for the, after that.
Mm-hmm.
May 17, May 24 is going to be like their other music videos of the night. Is the album out?
Yes, it is out. Right? Mm-hmm.
Does it have all the songs? It has all the songs already. Yeah.
We listen to them.
Yeah, so it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
There's only four new songs. Right. And the rest was all like an anthology album, basically.
And I mean, like an anthology, kind of like greatest hits in a way. And let's see, May 13, Haley.
May 13th, ZB1 is coming out with their third mini album, You Had Me at Hello. They've already pre-released their single Sweat, which I think we talked about.
Which
last.
I think Haley has seen every day and watched every day.
Of course.
The music video.
It's a good song and they look really good. But also, their concept photos did drop for the new album.
It is cowboy themed. What kind of cowboys are we talking about? Like space cowboys, regular cowboys?
It looks like regular cowboys, but it might be in the future. I'm not too sure because like they've only dropped them wearing like cowboy hats, but then they also have these weird like metallic looking accessories on their faces, so I'm not sure what they're going for there, but it looks cool.
I will go with space cowboys. So that's happening. You have some note here about I guess their first tour.
So they did drop a first tour, and it doesn't include the US, so I don't care.
Surprise
It sucks. I'm surprised that they're not coming here because, like, even Rise is having a showcase here. And I feel like
ZB1's showcase is KCON.
No. That's
KCON is their showcase.
That doesn't make any sense to me because, like, the reason why ZB1 is very, very popular globally because of the freaking show. I mean, global fans voted for the members to be in, just kind of similar to, like, ENHYPEN and ISLAND. So, like, they have a fandom and, like, global fans around the world already. So why are you only going to Asia? So, I don't
know. What a
waste.
So
they're basically starting in September, and it's all the way until, like, the end of the year.
You want to tell our friends in Asia?
Yes. So it's going to start in Seoul on September 20 to 22nd, then Singapore, Bangkok, Manila, Jakarta, Macau, and then Japan. And then that's it. They don't say anything like, more to come.
Espa, we have and more.
Yeah, there is nothing.
It's mostly Asia, and then at least at the end of for Espa's thing, like I think the last dates are like either I think right at the end of October, and it just says and more. So hopefully, I'm hoping.
I'm disappointed. I really want to see ZB1.
You will
at least at KCON. No, for like an actual tour because like they're not going to be around forever too. Like at least come here.
1.5 years and ticking, Haley.
Yep.
And for those who are not really familiar, the reason why I keep saying KCON is because KCON is the company that hosts KCON.
Yes.
I can't figure out the words. Is Mnet. And obviously Mnet is ZB1 and Kepler.
ZB1, right.
So there you go. That's why they will always have to be here whenever KCON is there.
So it's like if you're coming to LA, how come you just don't do a showcase too in July Haley. Or August?
Yeah, Haley, why not? Okay, done with that. Done with venting. Album announcements that we just found out randomly.
Mm-hmm.
And these are like way like later. Or ish. Yeah. Actually, kind of. One of them is. Like, it's just funny because like.
What the fuck? Twice as one is like way off.
Yeah, far. But then the only reason why I brought it up is because like I found out through like, you know, the counts and everything. Mm-hmm. Usually we have like, you know, our little calendar that we can kind of see all the different comebacks.
Yeah.
But I just know ahead of time, like, I guess we could bring up Twice since he spoiled it. Twice is announcing their fifth full length album called Dive, and it's a Japanese release. Dive is going to be released on July 17th.
That's
so we have plenty of time.
Early. to be like announcing it. Okay.
And concept photos are really cool. I guess because that's why it's called Dive, right? It's almost like they're mermaids, like almost like underwater
water
stuff.
Theme.
There's like kind of like it looks like fishnets on top of Nyan. Mm-hmm. It's like a veil. Sana's dress looks like she's a mermaid. So yeah, that's pretty cool. That's I'm looking forward to that. Their Japanese music are always good. Like they're all bangers. Like all their songs. The other thing was like it was a Weverse alert. Because I have obviously Weverse notifications come on and I get spammed either with like half the time it's like artists replying on Weverse.
Yeah.
And the other half is random notifications itself from the Weverse like universe.
Right. Yeah. It's like either if an idol is sick or if like, they're going to tour or if they're like releasing an album.
Releasing an album or also like shows that are not even available here. Mm-hmm. It's like only for Korea. I don't know why I'm getting these notifications. Like the live shows, like if you're going to like Inkigayo and you want to see the Seraphim or Yunche
because
she's hosting or something. So I got one and it was really random. It's an RM second solo album is going to be released on May 24th.
Yes.
It was a pre-order notification. It like dropped out of nowhere. I was like, what the fuck? RM is going to have another drop. And of course, we all know RM is in the military still.
Right.
So May 24th, it's going to be called Right Place, Wrong Person. Haley, you've seen the...
Yeah, the concept.
The concept is interesting.
Interesting. I don't know what it's going to be about, but, like, one of them was really funny. The photos was, like, Namjoon eating dinner at a table with all these white people. And, like, they were feeding him. And I was like, what is going on here?
It is like Jesus at the Last Supper.
Yeah,
except
so I don't...
Modernized and Namjoon is Jesus.
But the thing is, like, we all know that Namjoon's music is amazing. Like, we loved his
album. He is all like a lot of his songs are including aside from his solo release, you know, like his other solos from back in the day.
Right, right.
Like they are on like half of my playlist.
Yeah, because they're really good. So I'm excited to actually hear this album that he'll be releasing while in the military. I feel like they're just, it feels like they're still here, but they're not.
Yeah, no, I get it. I understand.
I feel like the only person that isn't doing anything like that is
Jin. Oh, Jin didn't do anything actually.
And
Jimin.
Well, Jungkook hasn't yet, but right.
Oh, I feel like he doesn't have to because like 17, like even like broke more records, and he's in the military. He's just there.
That's
if anything.
Sure.
No, Jungkook is feeding us through. I think like isn't
oh Jung
through TikTok.
Oh, he's still comments yeah, that was shit. Like he was in Yoongi's like. No,
yeah.
Not Yoongi.
J-Hope. Hobie's
yeah.
Name.
So he was there. So yeah, I feel like the only person I don't really hear from is Jimin. Like I never see him.
We hear from Jin because he talks to us every month.
Every month, right.
Let's see. And he's coming back soon. I think you have that, though. We're going to be talking about it during the BTS Stray Kids segment. Let's kind of go over the music videos that we did watch. Like that, because there were so many. Like I think we talked about it last week. We're like, oh, shoot, it sounds like there's a lot of music video releases. Well, we finally were able to catch up and go through, like, most of them, I think.
Yeah.
We probably may have
We watched all of them.
Did we? Okay, so 17. Maestro,
yes.
Damn, that's such a good song.
I mean, yeah,
it's a good title track song.
Was amazing, and I feel like their whole music video seemed like a movie. It was like
it's
very,
so
very high
cinematic,
budget.
And yeah, the budget and the special effects are crazy.
I was like, damn, okay.
Woozy looks like he stole like Hyunjin's blonde.
You mean Felix?
Felix's blonde
it's
pullback
Felix's
hair.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just imagine Felix's long hair right now. On Woozy.
Yeah,
he looks like an evil James Bond villain or something.
I'm like, I'm not sure if it suits Woozy, but good for him. Like, if he wanted to do that. So, yeah, check that out if you haven't. The song is really, really, like, I would say upbeat and crazy.
It's a strong.
Yeah.
Strong,
it's kind of like Super,
title.
I feel. Like, that kind of, you know, the beat is really, really strong.
It's pretty good. It's actually really good. Mm-hmm. It's really good. Let's see. And a lot, yeah, you're right. It's like a lot of high budget stuff. I remember Wanwoo's like fighting and kicking people's butt. I was like, what the fuck's happening?
Yeah, they have like all these robots and stuff.
It was pretty, yeah.
That they're fighting.
There's a lot going on. It's insane.
Where are they? In the future? Maybe, yeah.
Another album that you've been enjoying.
Yeah, Rise.
Rise.
Yes, their album is really, really good. We are actually seeing them this month.
I can't believe it. Is it already that time?
Yeah, because I feel like we've talked about this for a long time, and it's finally May.
I think two of the music videos actually released, right?
Yeah, so they had two, well, three, I guess, including Impossible, but that one came out
a little bit, yeah like a while back now. So three, though, you're right, three, yeah. Impossible, and then 9 Days and One Kiss.
Yes, and they were both kind of like shot in a way where it's like them enjoying themselves in Europe. So it wasn't like an actual music video.
It was a casual music video. Mm-hmm. Like they're just doing random stuff around the city. It's kind of like reminiscent of like all those like other, I feel like every artist and like group has done
like
this.
Like they do those montage kind of videos.
And they're going through like random foreign cities.
Yeah.
Like, straight off the back of my head was like Stray Kids,
right? Yeah.
Where were they going through? Were they in like Vietnam or Bangkok? They're Thailand or something.
And then they also did one in New York when they were like, you know, super like not well known yet. They're just like filming themselves, basically going around the city. And this is exactly what it was for Rise. The songs are really, really good.
Damn, their song. Can we say that really quick? Because like Rise's music, like the most recent comeback, like all these songs are so catchy.
Yeah. And then I really like their sound and genre of music. It's really easy to listen to.
Oh, also, Stray Kids went to Sydney, remember?
Oh, yeah. See, they had plenty of those.
Plenty of those, Mike.
Yeah, they were by the Opera House.
Let's see. I think, Zico and Jenny.
Mm-hmm.
They dropped.
Spot.
Yeah, that was really good, too. Mm-hmm. Like,
it's a good song.
Zico is good. Obviously, course. Haley can attest to that even more so now.
Yeah, Boy Next Door.
What is your guys' fandom called?
One Door.
Okay.
One
I didn't
door.
Expect that. No, interesting.
It's like Wonder. And then I think I explained it. Didn't I explain it?
Maybe.
So it's basically One Door because like Wonder. And then also because we are the door that connects. Like there's only one door between them, the idols, and then the fans. So like we're connected by one door. Something lame like
boy.
That. Yes. It's cute though. I like their...
I like how you're just like, it's lame, but it's cute. Like, okay.
It is cute. But like, I like their concept. I like their light stick. I mean, I'll get into that later on.
Yeah. So Zico Jen, we're talking about Zico Jenny. It was pretty good. It was pretty funny because people were doing stuff like, I guess, like a dance challenge and also just like trying to copy the music video.
Yes.
And Zico's been like
commenting on
Instagram, commenting a lot of people. What do
it's
you say?
It's so funny because like there was this one, I think their brother and sister actually, she was dressed up as Jenny and like mimicking how she was in the music video. And then the brother is Zico, and then like he's acting all weird, like he's just like bobbing around and moving around so much. And then Zico commented like, I'm not really like that, am I? And then like, he was laughing, and it's like, I don't know if you are really like that or not. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. And then Jenny's looking really good.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm a Jenny simp already. Everyone knows that, but she looks really good. It's like, I feel like she also looks like she's having a lot of fun. It's a good thing she's has her own solo label taking care of stuff. Mm-hmm. I know apparently she was getting like a lot of criticism about it, but it's like, they're doing fine. She has a giant Gentle Monster collab. That's going out.
And she actually got Zico to open up that PR box that she
got.
That
was freaking cool.
Gentle
yeah, that was
Monster
pretty funny.
With the unicorn, I saw a video of him. He was like playing with it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. If you saw you've probably seen like Jenny dressed up and she has like sunglasses. It's all from her thing. And especially with the unicorn.
Yeah.
She's been posting that shit a lot. And also like the line for the store in Asia.
Oh, of course.
Oh, man. People were camping.
Of course.
For Jenny stuff. So she still got it. So. Atelier, like good hats off to you, Jenny.
And I feel like even though she was like featured in Zico's song, she was like in every single like
it was
second verse.
It was not
basically.
Zico featuring Jenny. It was like
a
Zico
duet.
And Jenny.
It seemed
basically.
Like a duet.
It's pretty good. I loved it. And then I mean, Zico's been so busy, like even doing dance challenges.
He has been.
What
he did one with LaSerafim.
What other CEO aside from JYP?
Oh yes, that's true. I forgot
aside
about JYP.
From JYP, the man himself.
Does
these dance challenges. No, Zico.
I feel like, honestly, like now thinking about it, I'm like, damn, JYP is actually pretty damn cool. For him to
it's happening, Haley.
Yeah,
no. He's cool. He's cool.
No, because
we just like,
actually do dance challenges
we all
with
just
his
like,
groups.
We just like all like,
bag on him all the time.
Like, it's just fun to just bash on him. But to be honest, he's a good CEO.
He's
keeping up. Although, like, he keeps everyone on a whip. Everyone's like always busy constantly.
Course.
He's actually really involved, which is cool.
Yeah, and I think the idols have a good relationship with him as well.
And it seems like Zico, too.
Yeah.
It goes with
Zico. Boy Next Door really, really, like, they see Zico as their dad, basically. They call him dad.
So, I mean, there you go. Because, like, I mean, that's a good relationship. Especially right. Zico is under Hybe, right?
Yeah.
Underneath the Hybe umbrella. His thing is L-O... Is it L-O-K?
It's K-O-Z.
K-O-Z. I don't know what the L-O-K...
Because!
I don't know where L-O-K
came from.
K-O-Z. I was so close,
King
Haley.
Of Zungle.
So, Zungle. Yeah, K-O-Z is doing well. And, like, obviously has a better relationship than another CEO under Hybe. Because, I mean, doing Le Sserafim dance challenges and everything. Because Le Sserafim's under a sword.
Yeah, he even did the Boy Next Door dance challenge with them,
yeah,
too.
That's pretty funny. But we'll talk about that more later. Because we actually will... There's a good chunk of stuff for Source and Hybe that we're going to actually cover.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep moving on because we actually still have a few more music videos and everything to talk about.
Oh, yeah,
let's
right.
see. Rise, we did that already. Oh, did you want to talk about the light stick for Rise?
Oh.
I don't think you mentioned it.
Oh, I didn't realize that we were going through this. So Rise, as you know, that they had to like take back their first design and retract it because they were getting so much hate for it.
It's redacted and retracted, yeah.
Yeah, because as you know, Epic High was the first one to do the middle finger. It was basically like a Mickey Mouse glove. Putting up the middle finger. That was their light stick for Epic High. Rise then comes out with also like a Mickey Mouse glove looking light stick, but then their hand gesture is like a spirit gun or like pointing up
that
towards
the sun. That
thing
was cool though.
It was cool.
Yeah, it was a finger gun.
So, but basically when they did release that and like a teaser photo of it, fans bashed on it so badly. They were like, this is such an ugly design. Like, this is actually plagiarism. Isn't there already a group that has a finger as a light stick and then stuff like that?
Of course. So, people are such killjoys. Jesus.
And I was like, what? Honestly, like, I was excited about it. I was like, hell yeah, I'm going to have, like...
It looks freaking cool.
Going to have, like, one flipping my finger up and then the other one...
Two different
no,
hands.
With a spirit gun.
It's freaking
but
awesome.
It's gone. Like, they just destroyed it for everybody that wanted that. And so they finally released their final design. They didn't even freaking care about what anybody else says because they just released it. And, like, Rise did already, like, a video with a fan chant holding the light stick. They went back to like a globe light stick, so it's very
basic
and it actually looks like
it looks like a shrimp
platter.
I mean
it really looks like a prawn because it's like orange. The light inside is orange. I don't
the way it's curled and everything is like interesting,
and it kind of looks like a shrimp tail. I don't know if you guys haven't seen it, check it out and you'll be like, oh yeah, it does look like a shrimp. And then in the middle of it, it says Rise, and then I think later on they're adding like an accessory band that you can put over the light stick.
See,
part.
Now that part looked
that's cool.
That part looked kind of cool.
And it says Rise and Realize, which is like their motto.
They should have that on more, like, that's a good idea.
It's really cool.
That's a really good idea.
And then honestly,
if you don't understand what we're saying, and it's kind of hard to describe,
yeah,
you have to just look it up, to be honest.
Right. And then I think honestly later on they'll probably do members so they can right. you can
it's like a banner. Think of it like a light banner.
Bias.
A light banner that goes around the light stick, like,
yeah,
underneath the globe part. It's
right,
cool.
Right. It looks really cool. I'm honestly okay with it. Like, it looks fine. I would have wanted the freaking finger one more, but...
Of course. Hell yeah.
But I'm still okay with it. I have to buy this light stick because we're going to see them, but I don't think it's even going to come in on time. So are we just not going to have light sticks for their freaking concert?
I'm bringing the middle finger.
No. I'm bringing Pablo's light stick. I'm not going to bring anything. So I think...
Oh, well, we still have a couple more. We have some girl groups for music videos. But before we do, I think there's a good part where we should just take a deep breath, inhale, exhale, get a water, take a sip of water, and use the bathroom. Because this is where we remind you that you're still here tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast, where we talk about a lot of K-pop stuff. Basically every single Thursday, even when we're in Japan, we're somehow still talking to you about K-pop.
Yes.
And we are pretty much available on all streaming platforms. And I think giving us a like, a rating, subscribe, hitting that notification bell and, you know, a follow goes a long way. So please do that if you have the time to spare. Mm-hmm. Haley, where else can they check us out and what can they do?
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast. And if you want to check out our concert videos or contact us, check out our Instagram and DM us there.
Yes, basically all that. So
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now we can move on, and the next music video that we did check out was IVE.
Yes.
Heya. No, not the one by Andre 3000. but this song is pretty good, too. It sounds very IVE.
Yes, it does.
So the actual album has 5 songs it released already, too. Mm-hmm. The album is called Switch. I listened to it when I was working today. Mm-hmm. It's really good. It sounds so IVE. In a good way.
I mean, their music is really good.
You know how good it is? In the first 3 days, they sold over 1 million copies.
Damn.
Of Switch. And then, like, for what's crazy, too, is also they did hit 300 million streams for 11.
Mm.
So that's, like, their third song already. It's insane. I'm pretty sure, like, without even looking, I don't know what 1 and 2 is. I'm guessing, what, Love Dive?
Mm-hmm.
And
most likely.
What else would be another big one? Would I Am?
Maybe. I think so. I feel like that one's popular.
Or After Like. Maybe After Like.
How could we forget After Like?
Probably After Like. Yeah. But yeah. So, I mean, to be honest, I was telling Haley, I was like, man, we should be thankful for getting the seats that we did for IVE. Because I just feel like they're just slowly growing more and more popular, like, globally. They're already really popular, but I think we just got super lucky, and I'm happy we were, like, basically Barricade again, right?
Right. And then their music video was really cool. I was honestly expecting a Magical Girl concept.
Oh, that's right. Let's talk about that. Because it was, like, all Magical Girl themes. Like
for the concept photos.
We saw all the concept photos. Yeah, it's like Sailor Moon mixed with Cardcaptor Sakura kind of thing.
I wish. That would be so freaking amazing, but it wasn't.
When the music video came out, Haley was like, aw, damn
it. Yeah, it was still really good, but I wanted that Magical Girl with their wands, but no.
But the rest of the songs in the album, pretty good. Like, I really liked it. There's, I think, something with blue again. They like the theme blue, or the word blue. There's that. And then, overall, it was just really good. So, if you haven't checked it out, of course, don't forget to check out IVE. Mm-hmm. I think they're still, like, they, like, finished up their, like, they're, I think they're doing their tour still in between all
this.
Are
they? What the
Like,
fuck?
Traveling around, okay. So. Yeah, so they've been busy. I wonder if they're just adding the new songs like in the tour, or they're waiting. Probably. I wonder. We do have another music video. Last but not least, we're going to talk about NewJeans.
Mm-hmm.
Because we'll talk about plenty of NewJeans.
Yes. Actually, before amidst all of this, they still released a music video.
Yeah, out of all the craziness. I mean, okay, I didn't want to like... Yeah, it's fine. Because I was like, we're going to talk about NewJeans again, but we'll just talk about the music video for now.
Mm-hmm.
So right now... Yeah, that's the teaser. Oh, wait. I'm confusing it. What's the actual song?
Oh. wait. No, I thought you were talking about the other one that released that we watched. Did we not talk about that?
Oh, Bubblegum. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the one. I'm confusing myself. I put Right Now. Right Now is the teaser trailer that they just dropped.
Yeah, and it has Powerpuff Girls
so
again.
So there's still Powerpuff. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool. But the music video we watched, like, because that's not a teaser.
Right. Was Bubblegum.
It's Bubblegum. Mm-hmm. Bubblegum is so catchy.
Yeah, of course.
It's like, fuck it. MHJ is ruining this because she makes such good music. Like, mm-hmm. she's a good producer, but she's crazy. It sucks.
I mean, I don't know. What's
she's
going
like
on?
Greedy and crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, she's ruining something that's really good. Like, I don't, why?
You know the girls are going to take her side.
It sucks because, yeah.
That's her baby.
Yeah, like, mm-hmm. and it's like, but the crazy part, we'll talk, there's so much stuff I want to talk about. But Dispatch announced some interesting info regarding the girls. Mm-hmm. And do you know where Minhee Jin got them from?
No.
Oh, well, I'll tell you very soon.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so that's if you just stay tuned because you'll all find out. But overall, love the music.
Right.
Only one thing I did not like as much is Honey's hair. What happened to her hair?
That's a wig.
I don't care. Why?
I don't know.
She looked like a little boy, like a little Asian schoolboy or something.
I feel like the hairstyle for it. I mean, like, it's fine for her to have short hair, but the way that it was styled was horrible.
That's true. Okay,
she looked like a homeless person.
It's not that she has short hair. It's the styling of the short hair. It's like,
if she didn't brush her hair for like 10 days or something.
And it's like, yeah, exactly. It's that plus, like, it's just, it was like a schoolboy. Like, I know they're trying to go for, like, the younger girl look, like, for all of them. But it's like, this was.
Who the hell approved it?
She kind of still doesn't look like.
Who approved it?
She doesn't look like elementary. She's the only one out of all the members, possibly, that does kind of look the youngest now. Right? Because, I mean, like, even Hain looked like she was, like, one of the older ones.
Right.
Oh, but who proved this? Who let this happen?
I don't know.
And then I hope. You said it's a wig, and I don't know if it's confirmed.
I'm pretty sure it's a wig, because it looks horrible.
I hope it, like, this is when I'm like, oh, I'm so glad I have a double bias. I'm like, oh, Minji.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I was like, because Minji still looks obviously super good. It's funny, because I've been infatuated with Minji, and, like, I guess she has, like, did we talk about this? Like, there's a doppelganger.
No, we didn't talk about this because it has nothing to do with it.
Oh, yeah, but she has... No, because, like, I saw a reel of it, and then I'm like, oh, this is a... She's like... There's, like, a random Japanese chef. Mm. She's, like, a owner of a Chinese restaurant. It's very confusing. But she looks just like Minji. Mm-hmm. I'm going to probably post it if I see, like, one of the... Someone, like, had posted, like, oh, this person looks like Minji. Mm-hmm. And it really does. Like, an older version of Minji. And now back from my tangent. Mm-hmm. We now have Aespa... They did not release the music video yet or anything.
Trailer. But
the trailer for Armageddon is pretty wild. It's another movie. But this is like a superpower. I don't know if
they look like they have superpowers, basically.
But we don't know if they're super villains or superheroes. That's the thing. But yeah, it's like, it looks so Aespa too.
I feel like they always go for this really like dramatic.
Dramatic, nitty gritty, like on the streets, like, and then, like, but at the same time, cyber.
Because, like, I feel like the only, like, cutesy ones they had was... What was that one where they were, like, the 90s style kind of girls? Forgot the name.
Well, there's Thirsty when they were, like...
That Thirsty, but then the one where they're, like, on the bed and then, like, Winter had that bunny hat on for the concept photos. I can't even think of the freaking name of it.
Shit, what was that? It feels like they've actually done so much.
Yeah, anyway. We don't have to think about it right now. Okay, moving on.
Moving on. Let's talk about more Hybe. Because we can't get enough of Hybe in during this day and age, right? Mm-hmm. TXT, they already, we talked about the Cinnamon Toast Crunch collab.
Yes.
And other, like, I think, I don't know if it was General Mills cereals, but
yes,
specifically TXT with Cinnamon Toast Crunch, they also had pre-orders on Walmart, like online.
Yeah.
For Walmart Plus members of the special collab, because specifically for the Cinnamon Toast Crunch, they had a pack of photo cards.
Right, because we were just talking about that. I was like, oh, they don't have photo cards for these.
Yeah, we just complained literally, like, oh,
and
there's
then
no
they
photo cards.
It.
Now there's a freaking pack of photo cards.
Yeah,
and
for
the
five.
And the pack of photo cards are freaking awesome.
Yeah.
The back of the photo card is so cool because it's literally Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
But as the members, they're like little Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah, like it's members. Cute versions of them. But obviously, like the actual photo card, it's like each member,
right?
Like a normal photo card. But the back is so cool. Mm-hmm. if we ever drive by any Walmarts, I'm just going to just take a quick glance.
You have to probably ask them, because I'm sure they're not going to have those on the shelves. People are going to steal that shit.
I wonder if it's not just Walmart, though, because I'm sure like they're probably around in different groceries. So,
yeah.
I mean, what about Ralph's and all this stuff near us? Just have to check it out. But that's something I really kind of want, because it's pretty cool. Like, I like the... For me, I really like... Because I even have like a random Itzy Yuna photo card of her holding fried chicken because of a fried chicken
collab they did. Food.
I like the food collabs a lot for some reason for photo cards. So hopefully we'll eventually get our hands on it, because the only way you can get hands on it now is if you get it from a scalper. You know how capitalism works here, Haley.
That sucks.
Let's see. Oh, another hype group. Haley, you might have some specialty interest in this group right now.
Yeah, so I'm obsessed.
The Boy Next Door.
Who's there? Boy Next Door. I am obsessed with them. I have actually been watching their shows every night, and I'm going to catch up to everything because they don't have a lot.
And you're obsessed.
And I'm obsessed. And I really want to get to like know the members more, because I am invested in this group. I hope nothing ever happens to them and they're like together for a very, very long time.
But what happens when ZB1 breaks up and they add Ricky?
Well, that's fucking amazing. I'd be so happy. But so I've been just seeing, like, I know that we've talked about this before. Like, their light stick is really cool. It's basically a house.
The house is really cool.
It's a globe design as well, but it's a house, and
inside
it's super
the globe.
Cute.
It's cool because I think you're going to talk about it too, probably, right?
But yeah, like, a lot of people have, and I feel like, because I think I mentioned
people,
this too. I was
what?
Like, I think the reason why they have like the outer casing and not just have like it as a house is to protect like the house inside, because a lot of people are decorating it with like stickers
it
and
looks,
doing like arts and crafts.
It looks
with
so
it.
Cool. It's like a globe, a snow globe, or like a terrarium.
Yes, exactly. It's really
it's so
cute.
Cool. It's such a good idea.
And honestly, okay, so like I thought of this idea because I have like the little
in the universe. So it's gonna be. It's
no,
gonna,
no, no, no. It's not in the universe.
Someone
this is for myself.
Does someone else have it already?
No, I don't think so.
No, that's. I'm telling. I'm saying the universe is gonna hear it now.
Oh. Should I not say my idea?
No, then? Just say it.
No,
because
so, like,
we heard it here first.
So anyway, so like, I obviously love Animal Crossing, and I played it throughout the whole pandemic, which was like 1,600 hours or something like that.
Woo,
yes.
That's a lot of hours.
I have
that was
like,
her full time job.
I have like the little Animal Crossing figures, and I want to put them in the house because basically, if you know the game Animal Crossing, you basically like. Bring up a villager on an island and they have their own house and you can decorate it however you want. And then that's what I want to do for my Boy Next Door light stick.
The light stick was made for that concept. Your Animal Crossing concept. Haley.
Yes.
Perfect.
I'm so excited because I have like really cute. I have the villagers that I had in my actual game. So I'm excited to do that. I don't have their light stick yet, but I will
that's
get it.
That's a big
it.
Yet.
I will get it as soon as we go to K-pop store.
100%.
Along with ZB1s, because I need that one too. And yes, I have been, like I said, I have been watching a lot of their shows and interviews so I can get to know the members personally.
Ooh, personally.
All very funny, actually. Like,
you
I
sound
mean,
biased already.
I'm not biased. I'm going to let you watch that video that I'm going to briefly mention. So they have been doing a lot of videos with Hello 82. I feel like Hello 82 is really good with a lot of the newer groups for like promoting them.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, yeah. They have really good collabs and promotions.
Yeah,
for
and they
sure.
do like a lot of videos and interviews with the groups as well. So Boy Next Door was with them and they've had a few videos with Hello 82. And one of them that I watched that was super freaking funny, Joko was like sleeping next to me and I was dying laughing and I was trying not to laugh so loud, but they basically did a tongue twister in 5 different languages, and each member they sat in a line and basically each member had to get it correctly. If they got it wrong, they had to start all the way back to the beginning, and they basically couldn't leave until they got everything correct. So if
that
one member
right.
fucking screws up, they have to go all the way back to the beginning, and there was just like so much pressure for the one on the end because like you're like, oh shit, if I screw this up, my members have to do everything again. So like the languages that they did was English, Indonesian, Spanish, Japanese, and German. And honestly,
damn, German.
Yeah, honestly, that's like cool. When I was trying to do the tongue twisters myself, I was like, how can they even do this? Like, I can't even say it, and I can, like, read and speak English, like, correctly, and they're doing it really well. Like, they got the freaking Spanish one down, like, super fast. Like, they could say it really, really quickly.
That's freaking cool.
And then, like, even, like, the one with the German as well, I was like, damn, I'm impressed. But it was, like, freaking hilarious. I'm gonna let Joko watch it. It's, like, a really short video. It's, like, 10 minutes. But, yes, that's my little spiel on Boy Next Door. Check them out!
Uh-oh. I mean, the recent
don't scan them too hard, though, because... And don't...
Haley wants less competition for tickets.
I do! Yes, exactly.
Is what she's saying. Their music's good, though. Their recent album has been really good. Yes. So, I agree. The stocks are up.
Oh, and I let Joko watch... Because I told him as well, I had watched an interview, the one that they did with Jaejoong, who is from DBSK. So, he's obviously an older idol. They look up to him. They were probably, like... super young when he came out.
Children.
Like, I don't even know if they were born, to be honest. No, I don't think they were.
Oh, shit. Well, there you go.
But anyway, so, like, in one of the interviews, I guess, like, he had asked them, and they said that they sing all their performances on music shows live. And that's pretty amazing because, like, their choreo is not freaking easy. They're jumping around a lot. But then they also said that they've never used, like, the mics that go on their face. They're always using...
Oh, we talked about that with, like, hand mics. The Seraphim. Like, even right. Stray Kids. Like,
yeah. It makes a huge difference.
Three Racha. And I think Hyunjin's been using it a lot recently, too.
Right,
like, everyone just holds
it.
And holds the hand mics instead. It's way easier to control.
You
and
can
the
hear
qualities,
their vocals,
I feel like, always
yeah.
better. Always better.
So, yeah. I mean, they're amazing. Okay. Moving on.
Moving on to another hype group, Source Music. Mm-hmm. So, Source Music. Another umbrella company of HYBE. Do you know who's in charge of Source? Or which group is under Source?
I'm guessing New Jeans? No.
No, that's a door here.
Oh, that's a door. One door. I don't know. Who is it?
Le Sserafim.
Oh, Le Sserafim. I don't freaking know.
Yeah, I know that. Now it's clear to me you don't. But Le Sserafim is under Source. But they're apparently going to start taking legal action, Haley. Mm. On behalf of Le Sserafim, because of a lot of different statements and, like, a lot of really bad malicious posts spreading and false allegations. You know, this probably branches and comes from, you know, not just some stuff probably from Coachella, right? Mm. Working against them, but also,
but
I guess, like,
from, like,
Minhee Jin's, like, yeah, the conference that Minhee Jin, the CEO of Adore currently, like, has commented about Le Sserafim.
How she didn't want them to debut first before
just
Jeans,
yeah,
right?
Like that exactly. That's one of them. It's just there's so much stuff that that's just coming out of her mouth that's making it worse and worse.
Mm-hmm. She talked too much.
She talked way too much. So I don't know if you've probably have seen this plenty of times now. A lot of videos of her coming up, and they're more like it's really like funny because it's like the ones I've seen mostly are of her lawyers or her legal team.
Yeah, they're like, trying to stop her from trying to
put the fire out, but then they're like, every time she talks or says something, they're like, they look so stressed. They're
right,
like, oh
they're
my
like
God.
Face planting.
Face, hand, face
hand
palm.
Face palming.
Face. They're not falling on their faces, Haley, but it feels like it.
Yeah.
But it's just like all the stuff that she's saying, because I mean, like, she had that very emotional, crazy, like, press conference that
she
held.
Right, she was in tears.
And then, like, of course, HYBE is going to go against the allegations and her team back and forth kind of thing. But yeah, she pulled in so many different groups and companies outside of just New Jeans, right? Mm. Like, Le Sserafim was one of them, brought up BTS. Like, it's like, okay, lady, you are, like, now people will think you're even more crazy and, like...
Right, she even brought up Rise and
yeah, it's
from
like,
what I remember.
It's like you're it's like she's getting so many other parties involved that are not even supposed to be involved.
Right.
Right, if this is supposed to be between her and HYBE. So it's just making her look bad. Her credibility is shot. Like, she has zero future in the industry now. 100%. Yep. Also, yeah, so it's just allegations and, like, sources very strict. Also, you know, like, they protect their artists. So, they're going to take legal action against her. Mm. Here's the thing that's crazy, Haley, that I was going to talk about with Source Music earlier. Mm. Come to find out, Minhee Jin handpicked New Jeans, the members.
Mm-hmm.
She handpicked the New Jeans members out of the talent pool of trainees from source.
Oh,
so she
damn.
She took them. She took them specifically from source.
Was she allowed to?
Yeah, of course, because you know they're probably like all working in collaborative, and this is before you know we knew shit would hit the fan,
right?
So they're like, okay, sure, like if those are the members you want to start your group, okay. But the talent came from source. Isn't that crazy? And then now she says she wanted Eugene to release before. Debut before Le Sserafim.
It's like, why?
And then you got the members from the group, the company that
Le Sserafim is from. Members. Yeah.
So it's like even crazier. It's like she really is like biting the hands that feed her.
It's like, why?
Like all the hands that feed her. Literally all the, like even the, this is, it's wild.
Yeah.
Like it's ridiculous. It's kind of, it's pretty ridiculous now. It's like, I obviously have a bias and a side to who I'm with. I'm obviously against her. But it's like, the more info that keeps piling up and the more that I keep finding out, it's just, I don't, like, how can we be on her side? Like, at this point, like, it just sucks because she's, like, literally biting the hands that fed her and gave her success. You know, it's not like she's not doing well. She's highly successful.
Right.
It's not like they're not giving her money.
Right.
Does pay pretty damn well, right? They took care of, like, if you go back to Big Hit days.
Yeah.
Even with BTS, like, even though they're a small company from, like, nothing, they always try to, like, do what's best or give them what's best
for
the artists.
Yeah.
That's another thing, too. Like, HYBE will be taking legal action because they also don't want her to... She keeps bringing up, like, the NewJeans' parents and the artists, like, the idols, the members. And HYBE actually said something about, like, they want her to stop mentioning the artists and the parents because they feel like it degrades the value of the artists and, like, you know, it distracts them too, especially like the parents, right?
Right.
But yeah, this emotional breakdown press conference she had is just insane.
Right. It's all I've been seeing.
That's like...
And like I've seen a lot of memes about it.
It's so many memes, but at the same time, it's like... It's hard to take someone like credible when they're super like getting super emotional too, like... Not in a good way, right? You could appeal to people's emotions, but if you're starting to, like, just start pointing fingers and then just, like, bringing more people in that shouldn't be in, it's like your credibility kind of disintegrates, like, it dissolves, to be honest. Like I said, even her legal team was just, like...
Yeah.
It was, like, all the videos of her legal team are, like, oh, fuck. Like, all the fire, like, trying to put out the fire that's...
Like, don't say that.
In front of them, but they can't do anything because... But they're just, like, oh, my God. They look so embarrassed, and they're, like, oh, shit, what are we going to do? And also, the crazy interesting part to me is, like, even though she wanted to defect from, like, HYBE and take NewJeans with her, why, like, I guess HYBE released this and, like, I don't know why she would do this. She reportedly also requested authority to be able to terminate the NewJeans members' exclusive contracts without HYBE interference. So what? Like, once she was not in, once they were all out of HYBE, like in her perfect scenario world, like if anything happened with NewJeans members, like one of them like wants to go solo or like do a solo project that involves someone else, like not even leave, she could still terminate them for not listening to her. Like, that's, like, what the fuck? Like, what's wrong with you? And also...
If I was a NewJeans member, I'd be like, I'm staying with HYBE.
I know. I mean, the money and the protection is under the main label itself, right? But also, Minhee Jin is apparently risking over $80 million.
What?
She's risking it for losing it because of a possible embezzlement proof that HYBE might have. And also force her out of Adore.
Oh my goodness.
So now
goodness.
She's not only going to not be the CEO of Adore. Mm. Not only is she losing her, I guess you could say her girl group, technically, right? She's going to lose $80 million. Like the money that she was supposed to be making with her contract, I guess, maybe.
That's crazy.
You threw this all away. What is wrong with you? Why?
So like, just say if she got audited. Okay. Yeah. Because she got audited and that's how they found out all of this.
Yeah. Right.
Like, and if she didn't hold this press conference and say all this stuff, like, would she still be okay? Or would they still kick her out?
That's a good question. It would probably be easier to maintain and like contain the fire. The fire's spread, it's gone,
right?
The whole building is burnt. Like, it's to a crisp. But I think even with that HYBE, just because of knowing how she is, they would have slowly ended up finding a way to get rid of her. But now it's just
basically,
like,
because she's just like fighting
now, she's just gaslighted herself. Like, even she's like one of those crazy, like, you know, like the throwing a tantrum, like you're trying to kick them out because you want to kick them out already because of everything that's going on. But now that she knows she's going to get kicked out, it's like The Office with Jan.
Oh, she won't go down without a fight.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And like, it's a legal fight now. She's trying to make it. So yeah, it's pretty wild. It's, I can't wait to see the documentary or something in the future. There's going to be something about this. It's going to be freaking nuts. Like, whether it be
a K-drama.
Exactly. I was going to say documentary or a K-drama. Like, oh, man. Or mockumentary. Mm-hmm. That'd be funny, too. But, well, I'm hoping everything works out.
I just hope New Jeans will be okay.
Exactly. They released their, you know, comeback. It's coming up also, like a music video. Obviously, like, they're probably super distracted. And it's like, you know, it sucks for them,
too. I'm sure they're sad.
So, I mean, we'll see. Mm-hmm. Only time will tell, and time heals all wounds, kind of. Mm-hmm. So, there you go. I mean, shit. It blows my mind when I found out that she handpicked the New Jeans members from Source's trainees talent pool.
I mean, she picked them well.
She did a fantastic... She's a good producer, and it sucks that she's this type of person,
though. She's being greedy.
It sucks she's this type of person. It's just like a waste. It's such a waste because she's really obviously super talented and she's a good producer. But that's all she has going for her because personality-wise, she's the worst.
Right.
And no one wants that. Like I said, you can find so many more talent. There's so many talented producers out there. You can find similar styles and everything. Mm-hmm. So she's always going to be replaceable. Anyone is replaceable in this type of like company. But at the same time, she had it all, and she threw it all away, basically. What a waste. Mm-hmm. Haley, let's not waste any more time and give the people a bathroom break, a water break. Don't forget to stay hydrated. And don't forget to follow. Hit that notification bell. Subscribe to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday, me, Joko, Haley over here also, will be talking a lot of K-pop, just like today.
Yes.
Just like last Thursday.
Right.
And the Thursday before that.
And we're always like, oh, this is going to be a short episode. No.
Never. No. There's always a lot of juicy stuff to talk about. So, yeah. And Haley, where can they check us out?
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
Mostly on Instagram. You could also communicate and chat with us there if you want to simp and talk more K-pop stuff with there. We are your K-pop friends. We're all K-pop family here, right?
Yes.
Multi-stands, exactly. So, I think we can go on.
Okay, thank goodness I don't have a lot of news for BTS and Stray Kids because I am tired as fuck. So BTS, like we said, we can finally say that Jin is going to be back next month.
Wow.
Because it's May and he comes back in June. I can't
believe it. Oh, shit.
He's finally coming home.
First thing he does when he gets back?
What?
Maple Story. Logs into his Maple Story account.
Oh, my goodness. But yeah, so he's coming back already. That's so exciting. I feel like all of ARMY have just been counting down the days since he left, and he's finally back. And I feel like it went a lot faster than we expected.
Time flew. I feel like we just were talking about him leaving.
Right, and I still
like
just,
his shaved head, like all the members touching his head.
Yeah.
What were you saying? You just...
Oh, it's like I just remember him like doing those rage games, and it feels like yesterday, but it's been a long time.
I pray that he does more streaming, like for video games. That'd be pretty awesome.
Yes, and then we already mentioned this earlier, but RM will be releasing his second solo album.
Super excited. I know, can't wait. Mm-hmm. I love his music. His music is awesome.
Moving on. Is that it? That's literally all the news.
Oh, BTS done already.
So Stray Kids, they had their final Stray Kids tour. Oh, no. Stray Kids Toy World fan meeting in Saitama, Japan this past weekend. So they're done with their fan meetings, finally, that I couldn't attend.
Of course. The FOMO.
I only watch all the videos that I see on Instagram. Honestly, like, I really, really wish that they will someday bring Skazoo to the U.S. concerts. Or, like, the concerts, like, globally, because...
Never gonna happen.
They're really funny. No, you like, can't say that. Because, we're talking like, about, like... And Hypen brought Pikachu.
Oh, shit. Why didn't we even talk about that? That was nuts.
Yeah, so, and Hypen's concert. Was here. Yeah, I think we mentioned it last time.
I don't remember. I think we did, but I didn't realize it was here.
Yeah, so L.A., because, like, we always see, like... They bring the Pokemon mascots out for their Pokemon song, as you guys may have known. They did a collab with Pokemon, and they have a song. But they brought Pikachu out here in LA for their NHYPEN concert.
That was
which
wild.
Is freaking amazing.
That was
so
wild.
Like, I cannot say like it's never going to happen. They might bring Skazoo. I'm manifesting it.
Okay, I hope for your sake that I pray that Skazoo mascots will be there.
Because honestly, like, their concert looks so fun with them. Like, they really, really utilize the Skazoo as like 8 more members on stage, basically.
They're very
chaotic.
Yeah, they have their own personality. It's like pretty interesting.
Their personalities are very similar to their.
Well,
member.
Of course, they're the matching member.
Exactly.
Of course.
Except I feel like Leebit just gets bullied a lot.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
And I feel like Quokka gets bullied a lot by the other, like, the members and then also the Skazoo. I don't know why. I feel really bad. They were, like, drawing all over his face. But also, Bangchan has been active on Instagram lately. Praise the Lord, because I feel like he just comes and goes. But he became really, really fancy with his Instagram reels lately. I was like, damn, who freaking edited this? This looks crazy. Like, this is something that I would make. I'm like really impressed by his latest reel. If you haven't checked it out, please do. It's very like cinematic, I would say. Also, speaking of Bangchan, his sister Hannah is going to Hannah, what are you doing? She is releasing a new EP called Abysmal.
Yeah, I've been seeing. She's been active,
too.
She's
promoting
herself.
She's
promoting, yeah.
She has a huge following. She has more followers than Boy Next Door.
Hannah Bae.
Hannah Bae. So, yeah, that's not coming out until the end of May. Also, we did mention this earlier.
Did we get her stuff?
Yeah, I have it.
Okay, what did we get? We got a signed Polaroid or something.
Uh-huh.
We did, right?
Yes.
Where is it?
I have it. It's on my...
Can I see it after this? For some reason, like, I don't remember getting it. I don't remember seeing it.
I was like, oh, it could have been any other photo card. Like, why did I have to get this
one? Was it a photo card or a Polaroid?
I don't remember.
See, that's why. I don't remember.
It was a Polaroid.
That's why. I want to see.
It also came with a photo card.
See, I feel like you briefly showed it to me, like, maybe, like, when it was late or something, and I don't remember this at all.
I'll show you after. Also, Stray Kids, I did mention they're releasing their digital single, Lose My Breath, on May 10th. Han also released a Stray Kids record with Bae of NMIX.
Oh, so that's what it was.
Yeah, what do you mean?
I think I saw, like, a picture. I was like, what is, like, I didn't know it was something.
Yeah, so Han and Bae of NMIX released a song, and it's called 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I like a lot of Han solo stuff, too.
Yes, you would like this one.
Did you listen to it already?
I did.
Sorry, okay, I haven't heard it.
Yeah, you can listen to it after. And then, yeah, that's it.
Bae's been losing weight.
I feel like she's always been tiny.
She has, but she got skinny. Like, I think she's losing more weight. Mm. The only one that's consistently been healthy, like, with that consistent health, is what I like to say, is Seulyun and Haewon. Lily still looks always... Lily looks the same, too, actually.
Mm-hmm. Lily's always been tiny.
Jiwoo lost a lot of, like, face weight.
Oh, and on her thighs.
Her thighs, too, I think. Yeah, you're right.
This is just, like, really small, but because I said that I was obsessed with Boy Next Door, so I went back.
So, because you're obsessed, we're going to talk about them again.
Yeah, because it relates to Stray Kids. Okay, so I did like this reel a long time ago.
Yes.
And it had Changbin, so that's the only reason why I liked it. But basically, Changbin was dancing with Boy Next Door. They did S-Class.
Haley dug deep. She went back.
Every video.
And she's like, wait a second. Why did I like this video before?
And I was like, oh my god, yeah, okay, Changbin. But then he was with Jaehyun and Ryu of Boy Next Door.
And then Jaehyun, like, is your bias right now,
he
right?
He is, yes. So I was like, what the frick? And I mean, like, they also did challenges with Le Sserafim, Boy Next Door.
Yeah.
And I had liked those two, not even knowing who they are. So, like, they...
You're tracing the steps that you should have taken.
Yeah, I was like, damn. Because, like, honestly, Changbin looked really good in that video. And I think I saved it even. And I was like, why have I liked this already? I was like, oh, damn.
There's your answer.
I see why.
There's your answer.
That
destiny
is all.
You're supposed to retrace your steps, and it led you back to Changbin.
I mean, because, like, I've watched all of Stray Kids' content for the most part, so, like, I'm up to date, and I need another group to watch.
She needs another distraction, another another guilty pleasure.
Exactly, because, like, Joko has, like, a lot of girl groups.
But I don't watch all the stuff like you do.
But not. You follow them pretty closely. Ish. I feel like
I don't watch all the stuff that you do. I feel like now I need to catch up.
I know, because I'm very OCD. I'm like, okay, I have to watch everything. Like,
yeah, crazy.
If I'm gonna invest in this group, I need to watch everything.
I slowly, casually, just like when I work out, sometimes I just throw
He's
on
very
like
casual about
like
it.
New Jeans Light videos, and I see like when they do like different, just like, you know, with Stray Kids when they do like different collaborations or like behind the scenes stuff.
Oh, okay, so I did watch a Boy Next Door one too.
Yeah, so it's like that,
like the like behind the scenes recording of their album. I love those.
Yeah, so I watch that, but like also when each member has like, you know, their own
like vlog?
Photo shoot vlogs and travel stuff. Yeah, so I watch all that stuff. Like, I'm starting to try to do that. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not like a perfectionist like you and our other friend. I think Kevin does that shit too.
Oh, does he?
I don't even. Yeah, I think it feels like he does. But yeah, so I think that's pretty much that's it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow. Okay. So we did it. We're not like too crazy over time. So thank you everyone for tuning in and joining us. As always, don't forget to give us a like, rating, hit that notification bell, subscribe wherever you're tuning in. We are available on all podcast streaming platforms because anything you do helps just a little bit. It goes a long way. It all adds up. Haley, where can they check us out and what can they do there?
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stan Podcast. Send us a DM on Instagram and check out our concert videos there.
I've been trying to put a lot of reels, like repost a lot of stuff. You should do more, Haley. I know you
okay,
keep...
Okay, I do now and again. And mine are mostly
again,
just like
now and again is
stuff.
Once a month. Okay. Well, all of mine are simp
if
stuff.
If I go through the archive, I post at least once every 2 weeks.
Oh... I still don't believe it. You should go through it and look yourself.
Okay.
But we want more simp stuff. Okay. I've been feeding a lot of female K-pop groups.
Fine, I'll go.
We need some
I'll
more
go
of your
post
guys.
On my Boy Next Doors.
Oh sure. I was gonna say, what about? I mean, you have so many fan cams from Stray Kids.
Oh, that.
Yes.
Like an actual post.
Like reels.
Oh no.
I mean, IG stories, sure. Like IG stories, I always post like
I got
random
confused.
Stuff.
I thought you meant stories.
Oh, that's easy.
I haven't posted in a long time.
There you go.
Okay.
So thank you everyone for joining us as always. To the next episode, please take care, stay safe, and as always, peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.